2058 hours in the city of Thousand Oaks. Reference an officer involved shooting. John, what was your assignment tonight?
I was actually driving my traffic motorcycle. I was northbound on Moore Park, probably at Gainesboro. And when I plugged into my motorcycle radio, I forgot to switch over from portable onto my regular radio. So I heard somebody asked for backup, and I heard dispatch tell 9 Ocean respond code 3. So I switched my box over to my regular radio so I could hear her better, and I asked advised location. And they said, and I realized I was right around the corner, so I just responded code to help, you know, the officers that were here. I didn't have an assignment. I just went 97.
Okay.
I wasn't dispatched.
Where did you park your motorcycle?
Initially parked in front of, I don't know the address of that house.
Okay, it's the house on, call that the,
Southwest corner.
Southwest corner?
Or southeast corner.
Yeah, the southeast corner, the brown.
I was northbound Moore Park, turned eastbound on Flores. I saw the, units, because I asked for a nearest cross, and I assume one of the officers here came over the air and said Montgomery, so I knew where that was. As I'm coming closer to Montgomery, I saw the units parked on the south side of the road. Then I saw the officers in the front yard of this house, the southeast corner, Flores and Montgomery.
Okay.
So I parked in front of that house.
Okay. What officers did you see in front of the house?
I think one was Hutch, and I think the other one was Sabio.
Okay. You mean Deputy Hutchinson?
Deputy Hutchinson and Sabio.
Okay. Did you see anyone else around Deputy Hutchinson or Sabio?
No, I was the first one here.
Huh? Okay.
I believe I was the third officer on scene. And then the other one started to appear after that.
Okay, and then what happened after that?
Well, as I'm pulling up, shots are fired. I don't know from who, Sabio or whatever, but I put out shots fired. I went 97, shots fired, suspect down.
Okay. What were the distances? Did you see where the suspect was and where Hutchinson and Sabio were?
The suspect was, I believe, in front of the front door area on the porch. Hutch and Sabio were to the east on the walkway, 5-10 feet.
Did you see who had their weapons drawn or in what stance they might have been in?
Both weapons. Well, when I drove up, the weapons were out because the shots were fired as I was rolling up, so I didn't see anything before that.
Okay.
I said the weapons were out when I rolled up, and then the shots were fired.
Okay. Did you hear the shots being fired, or?
Oh, I saw them.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you say you saw the shots being fired, what?
Well, as I rolled up, I heard the shots, but I was looking at them and I was parking, and then you hear the shots fired, and then I remember if he went down on the ground or he doubled over, but I knew he had been shot.
Okay. And about how far was the suspect from Hutch?
Anywhere from 5 to 10 feet.
And about how far from the suspect was the suspect from Sabio?
Sabio was right next to Hutch.
Okay.
They were like side by side. Sabio was behind them. We were right in the same area.
Okay. And about how far were you from where the suspect and Deputy Sabio and Deputy Hutchinson were?
When?
When you first pulled up.
I was right on the sidewalk, so what is that? 25 feet?
In relation to that blue van there?
I was right in front of that van.
Okay.
That's where I parked. And jumped off my bike.
Okay. And then what happened?
Well, then I drew my weapon, and the guy had got up. I don't know if he went to the ground or just doubled over, but he never got rid of the knife. He still had the knife. And kept giving commands, you know. I gave commands, drop the knife. And the guy was saying, I'm not going back to jail. I'm not going to do it. He was yelling at somebody in the house. Why'd you do this to me? Why did you call? We've been married 30 years, I think I heard. He tried to go back inside. He says, you're not going in the house. Peeled off, locked him from the door. Everybody's, you know, yelling at him, drop the knife. He walked to the side gate, went in the backyard, tried to open the gate, and he was standing there, you know, and he come at, you know, he like lunged the knife at you, basically, stay away, get away from me. I saw Sedgwick show up, Alvarez, I believe that's Deputy Alvarez, got on the other side yard looking over the gate. That's my wife. Can I take this call?
Yeah.
So he tried to open the gate. One time we opened it, he lunged his knife out, and he backed away.
Who did he lunge the knife towards?
I believe it was Hutch that opened the gate. And he lunged with a knife, and, you know, and they back off, and then he was holding the gate.
Okay, so the suspect had walked east near the front of the residence.
Right.
And entered the side yard?
Yeah, entered the backyard through the side gate.
Entered the backyard through the side gate?
Right. We didn't want him to get back in the house, so we tried to open the gate to follow him, and he was still there at the gate, lunged his knife out. I believe it was Hutchinson at that point. That was right there.
Okay, where
were deputies had rolled up. I was in front of the gate, probably 5 feet in front of the gate, covering the gate, and they opened the gate, and then the guy was there at the gate, so he like pulled it back, you know. And then Sedgwick and another deputy were over the gate, yelling at him, put your knife down. They tried to open the gate again, now he's holding it. Now someone, Hutchinson was going to go in the house. He yelled, I need someone to go in the backyard with me. So me and Hutchinson entered the front door of the house and went into the backyard. And then the suspect came around into the backyard. That's when we confronted him again and dropped the knife. And he just kept saying, I can't do that. I'm not going back to jail. I can't go back to jail.
What hand was he holding the knife in?
Right hand.
And did he have any injuries on him?
Yeah, he had been shot. I saw blood in the abdomen area.
Okay. And what was his state of mind? I mean, could you tell if he'd been drinking or anything like that?
I don't know. I mean, he was agitated. His state of mind was he didn't want to go back to jail, and he wasn't going to be arrested.
Okay.
That was my thinking of his state of mind.
And then what happened after that?
We blocked his way into the house, and the other deputies had come through the side gate, and now we're in the backyard. And he's kind of just circling around, you know, not standing still. Everybody's, you know, no crossfire, talking to each other to get no crossfire. He was able to get around to the side yard. Someone tried to spray him.
The east side? Spraying.
Yeah, the east side of the house.
Okay.
We're in the backyard, and then he's working his way back to the side gate on the east side of the house.
Okay.
We said, try to don't let him go back out in front, but he tried, somebody sprayed pepper spray. I don't know who it was. That's when he ran, he turned and ran.
In which direction did he run?
He ran east and then north on the east side of the house, back out to the front. And me and Hutch went out back through the house, came out the front door to the front yard. And then at that point, I pulled my baton out because the guy was looking around, thought I might be able to get a strike on the hand of the knife. Because he kept turning it, the knife in his hand, so he would, you know, he could either stab or he'd turn it the other way. Sometimes he would like let his grip loose, or turn his head away. Well, as he did that, I saw Sedgwick came in the side, and gave him a more backtrack. Before that, I had my baton and pointed the knife at me, and he says, "Put that thing away!" He yelled at me. But he's like walking backwards. And Sedgwick came from the side and gave him a baton strike in the hand. And he kind of ran away from Sedge at that point. Never dropped the knife. And then he kind of had a semicircle around him. And he started walking westbound. And he crossed Montgomery Street.
Now, was he was out in the front yard now,
yeah,
or the driveway area?
We're in the grass area of the front yard.
Okay. And are you east of the front door or west of the front door?
We're east of the front door at
okay.
this point. When he tries to go, when Sedgwick struck him with the baton, it looked like he tried to run back into the house, but deputies were there, so he couldn't get back into the house. So he starts walking westbound across the yard, and we got a semicircle on him. Now he starts crossing Montgomery, and deputies are dropped a knife. They're going to be shot. He says, "I already been shot. I don't care." He keeps repeating, "I'm not going back to jail." He's yelling at his wife. And he entered this house, or he entered this yard.
And that's
right.
Flores, Avenida de los Flores?
Yeah, it's the southwest corner of Flores, Montgomery. Now we're surrounding him. But he makes it to the door well of the door. And at this point, I'm just north of him in front of the door, and there's people in the yard over here.
See, in that yard of
right there in front of that, there's people in front of that Bronco in the driveway.
Okay.
So at this point I turn my attention to them. And I say, "Get back, everybody get back." And when I turn back around, the deputies are kind of closed in. So now I'm there, but I'm up front.
About how far away from the suspect are you?
Am I?
Yeah.
5, 10 feet, 8 feet, you know, pretty
okay.
close. But.
Okay, and what other deputies were present with you?
I know Vaden was there, Waters, Hutch, I saw Sedgwick, Coulter. Waters was right to my right, kind of to my right in front of me, and there was a deputy right here in front of me. I didn't see who it was.
Okay. And what area is this occurring in the
right
area?
In the doorwell.
In the doorwell?
Right. He was trying to go inside the house.
Okay. And what was he making any type of statements at that point?
He was talking. But you know, all I can remember his statements are that he's not going back to jail, and he's talking about his wife. Why'd you do it to me? No specifics over here.
And
every deputy yelling at him, don't go in the house, don't let him in the house. I saw him trying to open the screen door. Deputies, you know, I think it was Hutch. No, I'm not sure about that, so. But as he was trying to go in the door, looked like somebody was trying to grab him to pull him back, and then, you know, he had the knife, and then the shots rang out.
When you said he had the knife, did he raise it? What was he doing?
Well, his knife was always up.
When you say up, how would you...
He was holding it...
Was it above his waist?
Yeah, above his waist, out in front of him. He was moving it around in front of people, so he wouldn't let anybody get close to him. You know, if you were in front of him, he wouldn't charge you, but he'd hold it out in front of you. You know,
was it? You know, how did you? What kind of manner would you describe that?
In an aggressive manner, assaultive.
Okay. How would you describe the knife?
I would describe it as a butcher knife.
And about how long of a blade did it have?
12 inches.
Did you see what type of handle it might have had?
It just looked like a long kitchen knife with like a brown handle, dark handle.
Okay. Now when we go, let's back up a little to when he's out here and he's come out from the east side of the residence, the rear of that residence, and he's in the grass.
Right.
And you said he was walking westbound across Montgomery. What direction was he facing, or what was his actions like then?
Well, he walked out of the yard and was walking northbound in the grass. And that's right in front of him, in front of the car. I had my baton at this point out also. And that's when he, you know, had the knife raised at me. He says, put that thing away. And then he turned to walk westbound towards the front door. And Sedgwick was able to get a strike in on the hand.
Where was Sedgwick in relation to you? Was he...
He was to my left, but I didn't see where he... Probably came from the front of that car in the driveway.
Did it seem like the baton strike by Deputy Sedgwick had any effect?
It hurt him because he like bent and ran to the front door.
Did you run in like a kind of a southwest direction, or was it straight?
It was a southwest towards the door, but there was a lot of deputies there trying to corral him in. I know somebody I heard on the air call, we still need less than lethal.
Do you remember what deputy called for that?
No.
Okay. So, while this is going on, everybody's making radio contact given the suspect commands?
Correct.
And then, how was his walk? Was it a quick pace, a slow pace? I mean...
Well, it changed each time. He kind of, just a quick pace, and when somebody tried to spray him with OC, he ran. Then when he got struck with the baton, his pace quickened, he tried to get away from that. You could tell it obviously hurt him, but he didn't drop the knife.
Okay. Do you know how many times he might have been sprayed with OC?
I only saw it the one time.
And do you recall what deputy that was?
I think it was Sedgwick, but I don't know.
And you saw Sedgwick strike the suspect once with the baton?
Yeah, I remember it being Sedgwick.
Okay. Whereabouts on his arm? And what arm was it?
It was his right arm. The strike looked like it hit him either in the wrist or the hand, because it was a downward strike at the hand where the knife was in. And when he kind of kind of doubled him over, and he grabbed his hand with his other hand and ran.
Okay, and when he gets over, crosses Montgomery, and is now in the front yard of 990, whoa, is he saying anything, or what's he doing again?
Everybody's yelling at him, drop the knife, put the knife down. I hear other deputies, you know, so it's hard to hear him. And I hear him say, someone says, drop the knife, you're going to get shot. And he said, I already been shot. I don't care.
Do you remember who made that? Who
I
said that?
I don't know who said that. It came from my right. I didn't.
Okay.
You know, every deputy was talking, so. And then I heard him say, at what point he said this, I don't know. He's yelling at his wife. I believe it's his wife, because there's people inside this house, and they're yelling, he's yelling at them, why'd you do this to me? Why'd you call? I can't believe, you know, we've been married 30 years.
Okay. Well, when he's yelling, how is it? Is it a moderate yell? Is it pretty aggressive? I mean, how would you describe the yell?
It's like a stern talk. I mean, it wasn't a scream yell. It was just a stern.
Okay. And then when you get back over here, over to the and he's in the front, there's a point where you see some citizens west,
right,
and you order them to get out of the area, and you kind of then become
secondary.
Yeah, almost. Secondary to the incident.
Right.
Then what happens?
Well, I see him try to make entry into the house. You know, the front door was open. It was just a screen door. And everybody's yelling, don't go in, don't go in. And I saw him trying to go in the house, and the shots were fired.
Okay.
At that point.
Do you recall who fired shots, or what sequence it might have been?
It was just a loud volley of shots from different deputies.
Okay. And about how far were the deputies from the suspect at that point?
Anywhere from 5 to 10 feet.
Okay. And do you recall what deputies were present at that specific time?
I know Waters was there, Coulter, Vaden, Sedgwick, Hutchinson.
And
people to my right, I believe, were Vaden, Hutch, and Waters.
Okay. And what direction, or how was he holding the knife at that time?
It was in his right hand, the blade facing out.
Okay.
And it was in a defensive position for him, to where if anybody tried to approach him, he could lunge it at you.
Okay. Which way was he facing? Was he facing
it's hard to remember. I know he was facing the deputies, kind of with his shoulder. I believe he was. I remember looking at him. And he was using his free hand to try to grab the latch to the door. He would have quick peeks at
the
door.
So his back was towards the door?
It was kind of almost, his shoulder was to the door, I believe.
Okay. And he was still holding the knife in it?
Right. I think his right shoulder was at the door at an angle, and he was trying to reach. He was like in that corner, so the door was in front of him.
Uh-huh.
And he was reaching for the handle with his left hand to try to open the door.
Okay.
It looked like a deputy reached up, was trying to reach and pull him away from it. You know, and every time someone would come close, you would see the knife, and then it was just the shots were fired.
Okay. Do you remember a specific deputy coming closer than the group?
Well, it was like a semicircle, so people on my right side actually seemed closer to me.
Okay, and then what happened after that?
After the shots were fired, somebody handcuffed him. And then I heard a 1049 go out, officer involved. As they were putting him in custody, I backed off and I saw Adford rolling up. And I asked him, I said, do you want me to go to the 1049? He goes, well, I don't know what I have here yet. Well, yeah, why don't you go ahead? And I rolled down to the 1049, which is just west of here at Moore Park and Flores, to help with that until Gramlin showed up when I came back.
Okay. Do you remember what where the suspect fell, or did he make any movements afterwards? Mm-hmm. Or what did he do after being shot?
He went to the ground, facing, I believe his head was on the, he turned, and he fell face first. He was making some noise, groaning or whatever. It looked actually like he tried to stand up. I couldn't really see at that point because, you know, people closed in.
Okay. And then, do you recall who handcuffed?
I think it was Century.
Okay. And about how much time passed from when the suspect was shot to when you heard the broadcast for the officer involved 1049?
Well, man, it seems like less than a minute.
Okay, so it was pretty quick?
Yeah.
Okay. When the suspect was handcuffed, was the knife moved or anything like that?
I think it was. Well, I don't know.
Okay. And then, in what direction did Sergeant Adford arrive?
He came on Flores from the west, driving eastbound.
Okay.
And this is his car right here.
Okay. And then, when Sergeant Adford arrived, you responded to the injury accident?
Only because I didn't shoot. I don't know if that's important or not. But
you did not fire your weapon during this incident?
Okay.
When all this was occurring, did deputies have their weapons drawn, or were there different times when where weapons were holstered and redrawn? Or
The only time I saw a weapon holstered is when Sedgwick hit him with his baton, and then he backed off and looked like he redrew his weapon after that.
Okay, and what weapons were the deputies holding?
So everybody with a handgun, except for Vaden, had a shotgun.
Okay.
And I didn't see him until after he came out of the backyard, and as we started crossing the street from Vaden on Montgomery with a shotgun.
Okay. Were there any other citizens out at the time?
I noticed them. I noticed citizens out. Couldn't tell you where. The only ones I made a conscious effort that I saw were in this yard as we rolled up, as we were crossing the street. And I turned my attention to them to get them back.
What do you think the suspect's intent was? I mean, was he determined not to go? I mean, during all this, I mean, how were you feeling, and what was
my? I don't know what the original call was. So when I got here, my feeling was that he did not want to get arrested. He would do anything to not go to jail.
Is there anything else about this you think is important?
No, not that I can think of.
Okay. What's your ID number again, John?
3230.